The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie Doom maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, no look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
buzzer beaters, and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway 12 footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up. It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, we've got a good one for you tonight. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We speak to you from Piqua High School's Garbery Gym. It's the lower bracket, Piqua Boys Division IV Sectional Championship. Fort Loramie and Rushi lock horns for the third time this year. The Rushi Raiders won both regular season games. In fact, Rushi has won 8 of the last 9 meetings between the two clubs. The one victory by Fort Loramie a year ago right here, almost 1 year to the very day, Chuck, when Drew Worman came out of nowhere and blocked Gavin Hoying from behind to salvage a 1-point victory by the Redskins over the Raiders, 52-51. Twice this year, tight struggles. Rushi pulled away at the very end to win by 12 at Rushi. And the Raiders won on a shot inside 5 seconds to go to take a 1-pointer at Fort Loramie. Is it mental at this point with Fort Loramie?
Well, I think in regular season I might give you that, but right. they won on this floor last year, so if you got to be able to use that to your advantage. I'll tell you, I know for a fact that the Rushi people had a hard time, even though they had won 8 in a row, they had a hard time giving that one up last year. They didn't get over it very easily, yep. So this is going to be a war. I mean, it's going to like, I feel for the officials tonight. Usually I give them kind of a bad time, but tonight this is going to be a tough game to call.
Oh, you're right. Players will be pinballing all over the court. It will be highly physical. And I tell you what, there will be fouls called. Plenty of them. Which of the two teams can survive a bevy of fouls better than the other?
Well, it depends on who gets them. Right. That's one of the keys. I think that Dylan Braun is a huge key tonight for Loramie. I think he has to score again in the 15 to 20 range. And the second one is Tyler Siegel. If they'll put him down on the block and allow him to maneuver inside, I'm not sure who Rushi has that can handle him. So I think that's two things there. On the other end, Loramie has to be ready for the pressure defense because, boy, it's going to come at him. And everybody on this team that plays can put the ball in the basket for Rushi. So you cannot key on anybody on this end of the floor.
You mentioned a very good topic, and that is balance for the Rushi Raiders. And I hearken back to the late regular season game between the two clubs. Rushi Raiders won that by 1 point, 46-45. The scores in the book for Rushi on that particular night, Daniel Kearns had 9. There were 2 8-point people, a 7-point people, a 6-point score, a 5-point score, somebody with 3, and off the bench, Ethan Monier was one of those with 6. He dropped in two long balls. Rushi doesn't need to have somebody get 15. They can win a game with 8, 9, 10 points from five different players.
No doubt about it. I mean, we saw that last night with Fairlawn. Nate Lessing had the most subpar game, and not because of his effort, but just for the fact that they did such a really good job on him. Him getting 9 points really, really hurt the Jets last night.
And for the Fort Laramie Redskins, three young men in double digits on a consistent basis. Evan Burning, Tyler Siegel, Dylan Braun leads the way at over 14 a game. Those three players, after the first eight games of the year, when Fort Laramie streaked out to an 8-0 record, were all averaging just over 15. They're down a little bit since then. Fort Laramie's offense, Chuck, has taken a little bit of a hit late in the year.
Well, I think so. And one of the things that we saw early that we really liked was Evan Burning getting into the lane, scoring on drives. That's not something he's been doing. I don't know if that's his shoulder, if it's a psychological thing. He doesn't want to take the contact. But that's a place where they have not had scoring that they were getting scoring early. Austin Siegel, in the last few games, has really come on as a threat. He's a great rebounder, a strong kid, and has started to score some points for him in the 6-8 range. And they'll then lead that tonight also.
Another subject that I like to talk about is common opponents. And this is really perplexing. The Rushi Raiders lost to these three MAC schools during the regular season schedule: Minster, Marion Local, St. Henry. Fort Laramie defeated these three MAC schools in the regular season: Minster, Marion Local, St. Henry, and yet Rushi beat Fort Laramie twice and has done it eight of the last nine meetings.
Rushi, for some reason, on Saturday nights does not always bring their A game. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Uh-oh. It's just, this is a Saturday night.
Yeah, no. Well, non-league Saturday night.
Right.
They're going to bring their A game tonight.
Gotcha.
But at other times, it's just matchups. I mean, sometimes you struggle matching up with teams that other teams find a way to beat. So, you know, I mean, common opponents, yeah, you could take a look at it, but I don't know if it means a whole lot.
No. We've suggested the importance of an early game start for the Fort Laramie Redskins, I think, haven't we? It's critical to me that Fort Laramie hangs tough and plays Rushi even the entire first half. Then the burden of pressure, the psychology of the game might cause Rushi, I don't want to say to tremble a little bit, but they might feel the nerve somewhat if Fort Laramie can hang around for most of this contest. Because I think the Rushi Raiders believe they can deliver the knockout punch and maybe even early.
Well, and that's what they want to do.
Right.
I mean, I think that they're going to try to continue to do what they've done. I don't think we're going to see anything totally different out of how they defend tonight. And on the other end of the floor, Laramie might think maybe a little bit of zone at points, because sometimes Rushi struggles a little bit against the zone. And Laramie struggled mightily against Triad zone, but I don't think, unless we see a 1-3-1, that we're going to see any type of 2-3 zone out of Rushi. They just don't play it.
The one thing that has really impressed me about Rushi here late in the season is the development of three-point shooting, not only by one or two players. We've known for a couple seasons Jack Dapor can light it up
right
from the long line, but diversity out there on the arc now for Rushi, and we've seen the emergence of Daniel Kearns. He's pouring in 9, 10, 11 points now consistently as a sophomore in the post position.
Well, he does. There's a couple of things going for him. He really plays hard. Left-handed, sometimes that is tough to defend because you're not used to it. And then we talked about the bench. Sam Cook, who didn't have a ton of playing time, came off and hit a couple of big shots in their semifinal game that helped them push the game away from Houston. Dylan Cordonier is as good a defender as there is in the league on the ball, so I would be shocked if he doesn't guard Dylan Braun tonight.
Braun scored 10 points in the first meeting between the two, or I should say in the second contest. He popped in 14 in the first one. I believe he's got to get every bit of his per-game average of nearly 15 per outing in order for Fort Loramie to win tonight.
I think that if he gets help from Tyler Siegel and a couple other people, then I think that maybe he could be fine at 15. But if those two don't score up to their potential, then I think that he's got to be closer to 20 for them to win the game.
Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center was with us last night after the Tigers' stirring win, 44-41 over Fairlawn. And he said it was a typical Shelby County League battle, maybe even more so because so much was on the line. It was obviously the upper bracket sectional championship. And he described that win over Fairlawn as a war. And we expect World War II tonight.
It's going to be. And I mean, and I heard a stat earlier that I didn't know that Scott Elkert, in the last 18 sectional games, is 17-1. So, you know, you talk about a guy who coaches at the, I mean, he coaches all year long, but when it comes tournament time, his kids are prepared, and you're never going to get an easy out against them.
Well, that math makes sense because he's won 5 out of 6 sectionals. So he wins 3 every year. The one year he didn't win it, he won 2.
And lost
to Rushi at the wire.
Yeah, that's impressive as heck.
Fort Loramie Redskins shooting around down to our right. Rushi Raiders shooting around down to our left. Fort Loramie, the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight in the road uniforms. And Rushi, the home club, in the white. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center has been with us since our start in 2007. Gratitude to LaCal Equipment, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South King's Chapel of Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years ago, one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good Eaton's lace quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care in Rushi. Gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on board with us since the high school basketball tournament last March. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and an array of specialty advertising items which can be customized like t-shirts, and Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 divisions. Starting lineups in the tip are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web, online at TomJerry's.com. Starting lineups being introduced for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Cody Gasson, a senior at guard, 6'1". Also in the opening five, Evan Burning at a wing, 6'1", a junior. Dylan Braun at a guard spot. He'll shoot it from anywhere, 6'1", a junior. Just under 15 points a game. Tyler Siegel in the post. 12 and a half a game. 6'7", a junior. Austin Siegel also starts. 6'3", forward. He is a junior. Head coach Corey Britton of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie in the road. Black, red numbers outlined in white. Here come the Rushi Raiders on the floor. The opening five, led by Dylan Verdonier. 6 feet tall and the senior. Drew Sherman, 5'10", and the senior. The remainder of the opening five features Cole Tebby, 6 foot, 2.5 inch senior. Jack Daypore, a 6'3", junior. And Daniel Kern, 6'4", a senior. Tebby and Daypore, right about 10 points a game. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, a diverse array of players for the Rushi Raiders averages between 6 and 10 points per outing. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie's Big Three includes Dylan Braun, Evan Burning, and Tyler Siegel. Rushi in the home white blue numbers outlined in gold, blue and gold striping down the sides of the shorts. And we've got nearly a sellout here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. And Chuck, the reason I know it's a sellout is because our ScoresBroadcast.com banners in all four corners, in all four corners of the gym are covered up with spectators.
Exactly. And those aren't the best seats in the house, so yeah, somebody's there. Watching them get introduced, I'm telling you, Fort Loramie kids, they got their game face on. They were not saying good luck, they were just shaking hands with a stern look. So let's see if they can make that count at the start of the game.
Here we go, opening tip to start the contest. Fort Loramie moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you imagine the Garbery Gym court. Rushi from right to left. It's Cole Tebby, it's Tyler Siegel. Ball is tossed, it's batted to Burning of Fort Loramie. Pleased to be joined by Jacob Balta once again from Sydney Christian Academy. He's job shadowing tonight. He was with us for the last Fort Loramie Rushi game at the end of the regular season. Jacob Balta alongside. Top of the circle, Gasson with the ball for Fort Loramie. Throws it out back to Burning. Burning 25 feet away. Down the left side to Dylan Braun. Gets a high screen from Siegel, from Austin Siegel. Doesn't use it. Here is Braun roaming out on top. Lobs it to Austin Siegel. Baseline left, guarded by Kearns. Good defensive stand here by Rushi. Burning at the elbow on the right. Way out on the right side to Gasson. He's checked by Daypore. Right corner, Tyler Siegel. Skips it cross court to Braun. Picked up by Sherman. It goes baseline left to Austin Siegel. He's crowded by two players, but he sticks it in there anyway. What a play by Austin Siegel. He was doubled front and back and knocked it down from 6 feet out.
Well, they got a minute out of the possession and a basket. It doesn't get any better than that for Loramie tonight.
Nope, super execution right there for the Redskins, who lead it 2-0. Here's Sherman, right corner, lobbing down inside to Kearns on the run. Kearns catches and lays it through with the left hand. Rushi needed a minute to score, and or I should say Fort Loramie needed a minute. Rushi just 12 seconds, tied at two. That was a beautiful lead pass on that last play. To Kearns, from whom? Who threw it again?
Chuck or Donier, and I tell you, he let him and used his left hand perfectly.
Oh, yeah, Dylan's pass was right on the money. It was spot on. Here's Dylan Braun hoisting up a long three for Fort Loramie, fading away from 23 feet out. Missed it to the right. It clanged off the rim. Daypour scarfed it up off the floor for the Raiders. We're tied at two. Left wing Sherman. Sherman wants to go inside to Tebby. Tyler Siegel overplays him. Tebby has to step out to get it. Then he angles through the lane, hooks it, and Tyler Siegel swatted the ball away. Fort Loramie's got it. What a block by Siegel. We played 2 minutes. We're tied at two. This game probably is going to be played in the 40s somewhere, wouldn't you think, Chuck?
Yeah, Rushi wants it higher, but I look the pace right now tells me it's going to be.
Dylan Braun jockeys for position in the lane. He puts one up, and Kearns blocks it for Rushi. But the Redskins get it back, baseline right. They throw to Tyler Siegel low on the left. He rims a seven-footer. The ball is on the floor, rolling around, and we got a pile-up down at the end zone to the right. Arrow favors Rushi.
Tyler Siegel got away with a charge, and then the ball should have been picked up by Loramie, but Sherman got on the floor and dug it out. That's what I'm talking about, the hustle in this game.
Well, if that no charge call right there is any indication, it's going to be a rough and tumble night.
Well, good.
Here's Kearns, 25 feet out for Rushi. Game tied at two. Baseline right to Tebby. Tebby out to Pergagna. Open look, three-point land. He buries it. 5-2 Raiders on the triple by Dylan Cordonier. Here's Burning in backcourt against Dylan. Dylan hooks him at midcourt, and that's a slap down foul. It was not ignored by the referee.
He didn't have any chance. I'm not sure what he saw, but
3 minutes gone, opening quarter, 5-2 in favor of the Raiders. Dylan Braun inbounds far side of the court to Evan Burning. He walks it into the half-court area, gets a high screen from Tyler Siegel, who rolls. Austin comes out to catch. Deep right corner pass to Cody Gasson. He goes baseline against Daypour, throws across the bottom of the key to Tyler Siegel, who catches it and drops in a four-footer. Fort Loramie worked the ball beautifully right there. 5-4, Rushi. Here's Cole Tebby down the floor for the Raiders. Into the lane. He spins. He spins some more. Hooks it. It is no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly Burning, dashing into the paint. Off to Siegel. Tyler hits it. Fort Loramie making some brilliant passes so far, leading by one. Here's Kearns up the court for the Raiders. Goes into the right corner. Pass deflected. Rushi gets it back. Here's Cordonier straight on, picked up by Burning. Elbow on the left, it's Tebby. Tebby pivots, goes to Kearns. 18-foot jump shot. He drills it.
That's a weapon that they haven't used much, a 15-footer by Kearns.
7-6 in favor of the Raiders. Hot start offensively, both teams. Each team clicking. Oh, the assist making has been superb. Here's Burning, high right. Goes to Braun, right corner. He steps inside the arc and fires in a 17-footer. 8-7 Fort Loramie on the goal by Dylan Braun. It was a lengthy two. He was in front of the long line. Here is Daypour driving. Flips it off to Sherman. High left. 23-footer by him. Clangs off the rim. Long rebound, though, Rushi. Sherman's got it back. Baseline, it goes on the play to Daypour. Daypour around the Redskin. He meets another one and runs him over. Offensive foul, Daypour of the Raiders.
Tyler Siegel stood there and took it. Daypour's got to recognize that. You're not going to have too many straight shots to the basket right there.
8-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. 7:29 to go, or I should say 3:29 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreboard reads 8-7. Redskins up a point. Token pressure in backcourt by Rushi. Burning walks it up against Dylan Cordonier. Burning crossover dribble. He's doubled. He must loop it cross court. Does so to Braun. Inside to Siegel. Tyler maneuvers. 7 foot half hook shot is in there. Boy, Tyler Siegel has been money so far. 10-7 Redskins. Here's Dylan Cordonier. He tries to split a couple defenders into the lane. And one of them for Fort Loramie. sticks a hand out and was caught with it in the cookie jar.
They caught it on Brandewey, and that was a nice steal that time by Burning, but Brandewey bodied him before the foul. It was a good call.
Nick Brandewey, 6 foot freshman. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 sophomore, on the floor now for the Redskins. Rushi inbounds. 3 minutes left in the first. Here's a high pick. McKearns, who almost walked, as Pradhania fed it to him. Screen and roll was not there. Here's Hunter Kohi on the floor now for Rushi. He lights up a three-pointer. Swish! He's got it.
Wow. If he's going to make three-pointers, it's going to be a long night for Fort Laramie.
Kearns with a lengthy deuce so far. Hunter Kohi with a three. Hunter Kohi, a 6'2 junior. 10-10. Each team loses virtually nothing when they sub. Look at Nick Brandewey go. Right down the left side of the lane on the run. A left-hander hissed in off the window. Hunter Kohi cherry picks at the other end. Blocked but a foul. Rushi threw it 75 feet. Hunter Kohi caught it like a split end on the run. Foul. Fort Laramie on the back.
Well, I tell you, when Rushi's got the basketball, you better not blink because they're already at the other end playing offense.
2 minutes 26 to go in what has been a stellar first quarter of play. Each team's offense is in high gear. Hunter Kohi shoots the free throw up. It hits the back rim, comes down, hits the rim again, and goes off. 12-10 Fort Laramie. Boy, have the Redskins ever found Tyler Siegel with regularity so far, Chuck.
They didn't call me and ask me that, but that's just a really smart thing for them to be doing.
Second free throw, Hunter Kohi, no good. It's too hard. Austin Siegel's got to carry him. Fairlawn Jets missed 7 of their first 8 free throws last night. Proved to be the undoing of Fairlawn, which lost a 44-41 heartbreaker to Jackson Center. Here's Dylan Braun motoring toward the basket down the left side of the lane. The teardrop in front is good. 14-10 Fort Laramie. Sherman counters the other direction for Rushi. Sherman into the corner. Baseline. He plows into a Redskin. Offensive foul.
I think Oscars were last Sunday. I think that was I'm not saying Austin Siegel sold that one. The foul did not really occur.
2 minutes left here in the first quarter. 14-10 in favor of Fort Laramie. You're suggesting that was an Emmy Award-winning...
I'm telling you, he won the Oscar, and they announced him, and he really didn't win.
Here's Evan Burning carving out space in the lane. Good bounce pass, low on the right to Austin Siegel. Layup is in! Fort Laramie penetrating, probing the middle beautifully. Creating havoc down inside for Rush's defenders. 6-point lead, Redskins. Dylan Gerdiner, 30 feet away. Peers inside, tries to find Coltevi. Whistle blows, holding on Fort Laramie with 1:28 left here in the opening quarter. And Fort Laramie in the lead, 16-10.
A second foul on Brandewey.
Cody Gasson in for Nick Brandewey. Thank you so much, Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum. Rushi sponsors on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Here's a beautiful drive of Sherman. He comes in from the right flank all the way to the rack. He's interfered with. Shot short, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie. Down the floor fast to Tyler Siegel. He's cherry picking. He's beyond everybody. He's got it. Redskin fans going crazy. Fort Laramie's got an 8-point lead. Timeout Raiders. 1:10 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Jack with Chuck back here at Garbery Gym, campus of Pickle High School. Fort Laramie Redskins are torrid right now, scorching the nets.
Boy, they're getting down the floor. They're getting the ball inside to both Siegels, and they're having a field day. Each one has six.
Six for Tyler Siegel. Six for Austin Siegel. 18 for Fort Laramie. 8-point lead, Redskins. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Cordonier. He finds space in the lane. A running one-hander. He's defended pretty well. Shot's a bit crooked. Off to the left. No good. Rebound, Fort Laramie. Left corner, Dylan Braun hoists up a three. He might have been hacked. Could have been tipped. No call. Cordonier comes down with it. Dylan Cordonier, left wing to Ethan Monier. He shoots the triple. Buries it. Ethan Monier's been hot late in the season behind the arc. The 5'11 12th grader drops in a three ball. It was 18-10 in favor of Fort Laramie. With over a minute to go in the first quarter, now 18-13, 14 seconds remaining. Burning backs it out, started to drive, stopped, reversed. He's doubled, down to seven to go in the quarter. Tyler to Austin down inside, broken up Marucci. 3 seconds remaining. Here's Cordonier midcourt, head of the key, 30-footer in the air. Bouncing, no good, almost went in. At the end of one, here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, lower bracket, sectional championship. Fort Laramie 18, Marucci 13, on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Tyler Siegel opens up the second quarter, shoots, and it's blocked. Rushi takes it away. Cole Tevy from the backside, crammed it. Raiders down five, once trailed by eight. Try to cut further into this Redskin lead. Here is Jack Dayport. Shot fake behind the arc. Pulls up, fires the 17-footer, and pumps it on. Ice water in his veins. Jack Dayport had a look at the three. Defender flew by. He stepped inside the long line and dropped home a lengthy deuce. 18-15. Fort Laramie's 8-point lead down to three. Here is Evan Burning. He finds space in the lane, shoots a running one-hander, short, no good, got the rebound back, threw it to Gaston on the arc, hand off to Tyler Siegel, and Siegel barrels it from the left corner and banks it down. What a start for Tyler. 20-15, Fort Laramie up five. Here's Sherman down the floor to Dayport. 6:48 to go, second quarter. High post, heavy. Right flank, Ethan Monier. Monier, the 5'11 senior guard, back to Dayport. Again, doesn't shoot behind the arc, enters the lane. Dishes out to Coe, head of the key. Right corner, Sherman. He's closed down. Rotated near side to Dayport. Dayport wants to shoot the three and does. Hoisted over Burning. Way off to the right, no good. Long rebound, Monier. Fired a pass down inside for Sherman. Off his fingertips, out of bounds.
Good thought, just a little too high because that was going to be a layup if he would have gotten it to him.
6:28 to go in the second quarter. 20-15 in favor of Fort Laramie. Redskins owned a lead of 18-10 late in that initial period.
They had a three blocked at that end, then up eight, and then they came, and then Rucci came down and scored a three to cut it to five. That could have been quite a swing.
Exactly. Yep, Dylan Braun had a triple with the Fort Laramie up by eight at that very point. Here come the Redskins into the forecourt. Braun, Burning, Burning's got it now, 30 feet away, nearly walked through it, down inside to Gasson. Gasson catches, leans in, and banks it home. Redskins getting a lot of chippies down inside against the Raiders' D.
What a great step through that time by Burning.
Here, yes, Burning made it happen. He probed the paint. Good pass to Gasson. Here's Coltevi. High, low pass down inside for Kearns. Swiped on the play by Cody Gasson. 22-15, Fort Loramie up 7. 5:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie playing extremely well. This is the best we have seen the Redskins perform since before Christmas, Chuck.
No doubt.
Here's Gasson on the arc, down inside to Tyler Siegel. Shot fake, goes up strong. He's hammered on the arm. Two free throws for Siegel. 5.5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie leads Rushi 22-15. Redskins offense last, 50% of the year in the regular season, a bit sluggish, slowed a little bit because of shoulder injuries to Cody Gasson and Evan Burning.
Well, even their win against Tri-Village was 37-32.
Right. First free throw by Tyler Siegel is good. Second shot by Tyler, up and in. 24-15. Fort Loramie's biggest cushion, 9 now. Clock runs down to 5:21 to go in the first half. Here's Daypour, 30 feet out, between the rings to Cordagna. Right side to Sherman. Back to Dillon, 25 feet away. Gasson on him. Dillon on the bounce. Coming out to catch Sherman. Hit the elbow on the left. 25 feet away, it's Daypour. Burning guards him. Daypour to the lane. Good hook pass down inside to Kearns. Kearns is bodied and fouled. Boston Siegel got there late. Good hook pass on the play by Rushi. It was dropped off to Kearns, and the left-hander gets a pair. He was nailed in the act of shooting. 5:05 to go, second quarter, 24-15 Fort Loramie. Foul shot by Kearns, rolls around and comes off. Raiders missing some free throws.
0-for-3.
It is oftentimes an indicator in the first half of what might be yet to come in the fourth quarter.
I think Rusey's playing a little tighter right now than Loramie is.
Kern swishes number two. 24-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. 5 minutes even to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's Burning dribbling up the floor against Kearns. Bounce pass 30 feet out to Gasson. Burning at the elbow on the right. What kind of defense is Rushi playing here, Chuck?
They're playing their 1-3-1 right now. I knew they were going to change something up, but they were getting too easy.
Gasson at the elbow on the left. Out back to Burning. Burning sizes up a three. It lipped the rim. No good. It was down in. It was down in there. Pinballed around. Snapped out. Here's Dylan Cordiner up the floor for Rushi. He stumbles. He loses it. 2-on-1 break. Braun to the rack. Got it. Got it. Dylan Braun picked up the loose ball. He took the journey down the floor all the way to the rim. Fumbled ball by Rushi in the half court. Triggered the bust out for the Redskins' Braun. Fort Loramie's up 10, 26-16. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Kearns, head of the key for Rushi. Outside the arc on the right to Cordagna. Lobs down inside to Tevi. An overplay from the backside to Dylan Braun, who nearly made the clean theft. But he's called for a foul on the shoulder, and we've got a technical foul assessed against Fort Loramie.
Well, the problem with that is, and I was getting ready to say, he needs to control himself. You can't have the anger. That's two fouls on him. He picks up a personal, and the technical also counts as a personal.
Dylan Braun hit with the T for Fort Loramie. The foul committed on the play by the Redskins was in the act of shooting, right?
I don't know.
We have Dylan Cordagna at the free throw line for the Rushi Raiders. He shoots it up and in to make it a 26-17 game.
Well, that's a way to really kill your momentum, Pat. And I understand your frustration, but you gotta take care. You gotta swallow it.
And Dylan Cordagna missed that one. The foul must have been a common foul. Yep, not in the act of shooting. The damage to Fort Loramie is minimal. One of two free throws made. Rushi does get the ball out of bounds. Down by 9 with 4 minutes even to go here in the second quarter.
Well, you don't like to see a quick trigger technical like that either, unless he said something bad.
And Dylan Braun was sat down by head coach Corey Britton. Rushi doesn't take advantage of the situation. Quickly throws it inbounds. One pass later, a long lob down inside is way over the head of Cole Tebby, who had no chance. It's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins possess a 9-point lead. Two fouls on Dylan Braun now for Fort Loramie, as Chuck noted. 3:48 to go, second quarter. 26-17 Fort Loramie. Here's Burning motioning. Gives it up on the play to Rosengarten, 30 feet out. Now to Tyler Siegel. Right wing, it goes to Ratterman, who's in now for Fort Loramie. Connor Ratterman, or I should say, not Connor Ratterman, Nathan. But Nathan Ratterman to give the Redskins some height. He's got the ball at the foul stripe. Pitches it back out to Burning. 3:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Redskins up 9. Nathan Ratterman, far left wing, hangs onto the ball. Still bounces. Here's a deep three, right corner before Corby. Good! Eli Rosengarten shot that one from way out on I-75. He was almost out of bounds. Redskins, except for that technical foul, have done nothing wrong.
Well, and they've weathered that. They didn't score off. They got 1 point off the technical free throws, and they turned the ball over on the inbounds, so it didn't really hurt them, except that Braun's got two fouls now.
Yeah, the Redskins have really developed a nice bench, especially over the last month. Nathan Ratterman in briefly to give head coach Corey Britton a nice spell at a wing spot. He's back on the bench. Straight away, Hunter Cohey lines up a three for Rushi. Banged it off the glass. Had no chance. Rebound down to Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie, which is up 12 after the Eli Rosengarten trifecta seconds ago. 29-17 Redskins. 2.5 remaining second quarter. Burning, it's a high screen from Siegel. Evan hangs on outside the arc near side. It goes to Gasson. Midcourt stripe to Burning. Clock winding down. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Burning dribbles. He's got open space all the way to the cup. Right down the pike. Up and in. A teardrop by Burning. The lead is 14. Here is Daypour down the floor for Rushi. He caught a 60-foot pass. He exploded to the rim. Austin Siegel got there late. And it's ruled correctly a blocking foul. Two free throws here for Daypour of Rushi. And the lead for Fort Loramie has now been stretched all the way out to 14 points. 31-17 Redskins. 2:14 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck, along with Sydney Christian Academy's Jacob Balta, who is job shadowing here tonight at Pickwas Garbery Gym. 2 minutes, 14 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 31-17, Fort Loramie is putting it on Rushi here at the moment. Things can change. You never know. After this halftime break, we might see a complete reversal of form by both teams. Two shots for Rushi at the free throw line, and it's no good. Daypour's 15-footer rattled and came out. Rushi not shooting him well at the charity stripe. This one is in. 31-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. We near the 2 minute mark, second quarter. Here's Burning, 30 feet away. Gets a high screen from Tyler Siegel. Boy, Fort Loramie has found the answer against Rushi's defense. The Redskins have been driving well through the middle of the floor. Deep in the left corner, Gasson. Gasson tries to make a bounce pass to Tyler Siegel on the block. It's kicked out of bounds by the Raiders.
I think that might have saved Tyler Siegel's fingers, because that was going to be a bullet coming into it.
Yeah, it was. Cody was bouncing a laser at Tyler Siegel. Nathan Ratterman, 6'1 sophomore, checks out for the Redskins. Gasson, Rosengarten, Brandewee. Baseline left, Burning and Siegel out there for Fort Loramie. Inbounded left corner, Siegel, and it's pounded away from him. stripped right out of his hands by Rushi. Here's a three-on-one break. Down the floor to Daypour. He lifted the rim on a three-footer. Had a baby shot right in front. It did everything but go in. Fort Loramie snared the board. 31-18 Redskins. Here is Burning. Burning spins into the lane and gets a hip check from Dylan Cordonier. Team foul situation. 7 on Fort Loramie, 5 on Rushi. That was of the common variety. Baseline left of the basket. Redskins will trigger. They're mighty good on inbounds plays. It's thrown out high to Rosengarten. Straight away to Burning. Minute and a half to go, first half. 31-18 Fort Loramie. Burning, shake and bake against Kearns. Burning in the paint. Rim the 7-footer, got it back. To Gaston on the arc. He sets up, doesn't shoot.
Good choice.
Yep, hands to Burning, who comes out to gather the ball. And he realigns the offense. Burning, 35 feet away. 1:10 to go in the first half. 31-18 Fort Loramie. Burning still dribbles. Evan guarded by Kearns. Still dribbling is Burning. Rushi fans wanted a push off. And Burning sidesteps Kearns. And he's tripped a little bit. Staggers. Foul call.
That's a bad matchup for Rushi, having Kearns out there trying to guard Burning on the perimeter.
58.9 to go in the first half. 31-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ratterman may be coming back in shortly for the Redskins. It's Tebby, it's Daypour, it's Cordonier, it's Kearns, it's Sherman. The five who started the game for the Raiders out there at the moment. 13-point lead Fort Loramie. 49 seconds left in the second quarter. Way out on the left side, it's Nick Brandewee on the left-hand dribble. Bounces to Gaston 30 feet away. Back to Nick. Fort Loramie continues to milk it. Controlling the ball the last minute or so. Here's Burning. Three steps from midcourt. He drives into the right corner, pulls up. Back out to Tyler Siegel. Left side, Brandewee. 28 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie nursing the clock and thus clinging to this 13-point double-digit lead. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Gaston started to drive, came back out. Boy, this would really be a dagger in the side of the Raiders if Fort Loramie got points before the break. Here's Burning on the drive. Baseline right. Hand off to a teammate. Shot by Rosengarten. Hits the side of the backboard. 6 seconds left. Here come the Raiders. Kearns down the floor. Kearns shoots a 20-footer. Way short. Rebound volleyball to Tyler Siegel. First half ends. Redskins putting a whooping on Rushi to this point. Fort Loramie 31, Raiders 18 after two. Lower bracket sectional championship at Pickwick on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market. In all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack with Chuck at Pitwiz Garbrey Gym. Fort Loramie 31, Rushi 18. Best we've seen the Redskins play, Chuck, is certainly since December, maybe all year long. 13-point advantage. Who would have thunk it?
Well, I think that is by far their best half of the season so far. Now they got to think I can come out and play another one. But, yeah, they need to. They played extremely well. I mean, you look at the shooting. They were 14 of 23 from the floor at 60%. One of four shooting threes, made both their free throws 100%. Rushi, on the other hand, 6 of 16 from the floor, 37%, 3 of 7 shooting three. That's the only reason they're probably down, only 13. 3 of 8 from the free throw line. A couple of things really stick out. Loramie has a 24-2 advantage in the paint and a 13-0 off a turnover, points off turnovers. That you would have, you could, if you're Rushi, you can live with maybe the points in the paint, not that many, but still you think they're going to get more than you. But points off turnover, that should be Rushi's thing, and Fort Loramie has turned it into theirs. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Daniel Kearns with 5, 4 from Cordonier, and then 3 each from Ethan Monier and Hunter Cohey, Jack Dapor. No points from Cole Tebby in the first half so far. On the other side, Tyler Siegel had 10. And then they got 6 from Austin Siegel. They got 6 from Dylan Braun, 3 from Eli Rosengarten, and then 2 each from Gasson and Burning and Nick Brandewey. They scored 18 and 13, 31. Rushi scored 13 and 5, and they trail 31 to 18 at the half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Energy on Fort Loramie's side so far, big time, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, they came out. I mean, you could see it. You've been around it enough to know. And watching their faces just when they were being introduced, they were not – they were intense. They had their game face on. They were ready to play. And Rushi's going to have to regroup for this thing to get out of hand.
Cole Tevy is getting very few touches inside for the Rushi Raiders, which cannot score points on the interior.
He was 0 for 2, only got 2 shots. That's where they got a problem. Tyler Seeger, 4 of 5. Austin Siegel, 3 of 4. Dylan Braun, 3 of 6. I mean, those young men, the ones we talked about, are really scoring. And Evan Burning, he's 1 for 4. But the kid has 4 assists. They of their 14 baskets, 10 of them came off assists.
I was going to make the point that Fort Loramie is slicing and slashing through Rushi's defense and getting the ball into the lane and creating a lot of havoc. Once the Redskins get that deep into Rushi's defense, the Raiders don't know who to guard.
Well, and that's what's happening, and they got some mismatches too. Kearns has been out on the perimeter trying to guard guards, and that's just not working out. They're going to have to make some adjustments, maybe even go a little bit smaller.
Yep, maybe so. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. You mentioned maybe go a little bit smaller. What else does Rushi have to do to turn this thing around in the third and fourth quarters?
Well,
get some stops, number one.
Stops are big. The fact that offensively, I mean, they're just kind of settling. They're not getting, running their offense real well. 5 points in a quarter. Mm-hmm. That's not even a good half quarter.
No. 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Fort Loramie 31, Rushi 18. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in
Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
About 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this lower bracket Pickwood D4 boys sectional championship. And the Fort Gordon Redskins possess a 31-18 lead over the Rushi Raiders. The lead was as much as, I think, 31-17. Might have been 14 at one instant. But Rushi unable to cut into it. And the Raiders simply have to shoot better, perform better on defense. Fort Loramie has won this game inside and out so far at both ends of the court, no question about it.
Now 14 was the largest lead.
Our LaCalle Equipment halftime report recognizes seniors in these two programs, and Fort Loramie's got very few of them. In fact, only a couple. Nate Plyman and Cody Gasson, 12th graders for this youthful Fort Loramie team. LaCalle Equipment recognizes student-athlete academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle and Jackson Center moved there from L.A., California in 1982, thus the name LaCalle. LaCalle, a partner with us on scoresbroadcast.com since our start 11 years ago. We recognize these seniors for the Rushi Raiders: Cole Tebby, Drew Poling, Ethan Monier, Sam Cook, Drew Sherman, Dylan Cordonier. Interestingly, Chuck, I don't think we saw Drew Poling in that first
Drew
half.
Drew did not get the first half.
No. And he may be an important substitution before this game is over. Who knows? But those are the seniors. They're outstanding student-athletes under the spotlight here tonight, thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. By the way, the winner of this game takes the sectional title in the lower bracket here at Piqua and advances on to a district championship contest at the UD Arena next Friday night against either Cincinnati College Prep or Lachlan. Here is Rushi starting the third quarter. A long, long three ball by Jack Gaypour. It is way hard, wasn't close. Easy rebound, Fort Loramie. First few minutes, third quarter, mighty key to helping determine the outcome of this game. Rushi has got to cut into the Redskins' deficit, that's for certain. Or I should say the Redskins' lead. Here's Dylan Braun entering the paint, low to left. A good feed off to Austin Siegel. He's got a short banker. 15-point lead. It swells to 15. Cordonier left open, top of the key for Rushi. Way off the mark. He's wide right. Two errant threes for the Raiders to start the third quarter. Here's Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun goes 70 feet all the way to the rim. Redskin fans going berserk. 35-18. 35-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Who would have thunk it? Here's Jack Gaypour in the left corner. Starts a drive. Cody Gasson slides over late. He accepts the shoulder, but Cody was not in position. It's a defensive foul. Fort Loramie getting some easy points in this game, Chuck,
because they're executing to perfection.
Here's Cole Tebby in the lane for Rushi. He backs down Tyler Siegel. Doesn't know what to do with it. Hits Kearns. Kearns slices right down the middle of the lane. Got a good feed. Shot is in and out. No good, but a foul called against Fort Loramie. And Daniel Kearns has got two. 6:44 left in the third quarter, 35-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest cushion in this game. Understand that Bethel leads Anna by 14. That game may be at the half. It's at least late in the second quarter. It is 45-31.
Wow.
First free throw by Kearns is in. He switched it. One thing the Raiders have to do is shoot free throws a lot better than they did in the first two quarters. And one of two won't get it done. Second shot bounded around, came off. Rebound knocked out by Rushi. Here comes Fort Loramie down the floor again.
3 of 10.
That's what the Raiders are at the free throw line.
3 of 10.
Wow. ...35-19, 6:43 left to go here in the third. Full court pressure by Rushi. Ball entered to Dylan Braun. Braun dribbles up the right side. Hands off to a teammate, gets it back, enters the paint. Pitches to Austin Siegel, and he blazes a trail along the baseline and runs over Dylan Cordonier. That's an offensive foul. 35-19... in favor of Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Austin comes off the floor with 3 fouls, shaking his head. That was a good call by the referee.
It was correct.
Arushi's got to do more of that. They've got to take the fight to Fort Loramie, get to the 1-1 as quickly as possible, and improve on the free throw shooting. Here's a ball knocked away by Fort Loramie. It's loose on the deck. Dylan Braun's in there. Cody Gasson's in there. It's Jack Dapor. Mishandled, and the Redskins came out of there with it. Rushi called for diving on a player and committing a foul.
They called it on Dapor.
6:23 to be played in the third quarter, 35-19. Redskins in the lead. Here's Gaston in backcourt, pressure applied. 6 players to the rear of the timeline. Dylan Braun to Burning. Burning on the bounce. Cole Tebby now guards Burning. Swipes at him. Burning down low. Feeds off on the play to Tyler Siegel. Blocked by Poling, but he got a piece of the wrist. Fort Loramie's penetration has been super.
Well, we talked about before the game that Burning had not been doing that recently. Tonight he is getting in the lane consistently. He's not scoring, but he's giving the ball up for baskets.
And the Fort Loramie Redskins, in contrast to the last few weeks, are zeroing in at the free throw line here tonight.
Well, yeah, Siegel's the only one that's been there, but he's 3 for 3.
Siegel again. 4 of 4 for Tyler. Just over 6 to play. The lead is 18 for Fort Loramie. Dylan Cordonier down the lane, all the way to the rack. Blocked by Tyler Siegel, who got him with the chest. 37-19. In favor of Fort Loramie. 6:06 to go here in the third quarter. Dylan Cordonier strolls to the charity stripe. Amazingly, Rushi has shot, what, about 6 more free throws than Fort Loramie, but made 1 fewer.
Exactly.
Cordonier connects on this one. 37-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Dylan Cordonier, a couple of bounces. Ames, and he's got it. 37-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Gasson backcourt to Burning. Oh, here's a ball stolen by Sherman. Sherman drives hard to the rim, and he draws a 2-shot foul. Fort Loramie got a bit soft, a little careless, bringing the ball up the floor. Rushi took advantage, and Drew Sherman picked the pocket. 2 foul shots for Sherman here.
5 team fouls now on the Redskins here already.
But Sherman is short. Hit in the act of shooting. He's got a second one. 37-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot's away. Got it. 37-22. The lead is 15. Redskins have got the ball. 5:50 left to go. Third quarter. Up the right side to Braun. Braun shakes his man, gives it to Brandewey. Left corner, Gasson. Back out to Nick. Burning between the rings. Marks out of play. Burning on a bounce. Brandewey stops his dribble. Needs help. Goes to Burning near side. 5:30 left to go, third quarter. Twisting, turning, down the lane goes Burning. That's a good travel call by the referee.
He got himself out of control that time. It was not going to be nothing good was going to happen.
Nope, steps by Burning. Deep right corner, Dayforce got it for Rushi. In the middle of Cole Tebby, twists and turns, goes to Sherman, left corner. Raiders need to start their run right now.
Tebby can't get a shot off against Siegel in there.
Nope, not a chance. Tyler Siegel simply patrolling the lane. He's dominating the post area. Dayforce baseline right. Wants to go to work on Gasson. Now he does. Through the key. All the way to the rim. Shovel shot. Off to the right. Rebound Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Burning. Burning to the corner. Pulls it back out. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Fort Loramie up 15. 37-22. Down the lane goes Nick Brandewy. Brandewy around one man. A second. A foul committed by Rushi. Nick Brandewy, free throw line for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who've got a 37-22 lead with 4:54 to be played here in the third quarter. The lefty Brandewy toes the charity stripe and knocks it down. Boy, the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, are focused tonight.
Yeah, they're playing as well as they can play.
6 seconds under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Second shot by Brandewy. Dips the knees, aims, and nails another one. 39-22. Here's a long pass down the floor to Sherman. Sherman crowds his way into the lane. Tyler Siegel is there. He orders the shot. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Long throw ahead to Ratterman. And he tries to make a circus catch and travels.
Well, I mean, and even if he catches that, he's going away from the basket into the corner. If you don't have a layup, you need to pull it back out. That pass got him in trouble.
39-22 Redskins. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Dylan Cordonier, 30 feet out. Straight away, Ethan Monier. Right side, Sherman. Looks into the middle for Poling. Goes opposite where Gasson gets a piece of it and drives it out of bounds.
Evan Burning
back on the floor for Fort Loramie. And Tyler Siegel gets a blow. Redskins go small here. Gasson, Brandewy, Burning on the floor along with Ratterman and Braun. Here's a long three-point try by Rushi. It is clanging off the rim. Hit it twice. Rebound Fort Loramie and a Rushi rebounder. Sticks a hand in the back of a Redskin. It's called against Kearns. Common foul. 5 on Fort Loramie, 4 on Rushi. Redskin still up 17. Up the left side of the floor, it's Dylan Braun. Braun lobs, elbow in the left. Down inside to Gasson. He maneuvers. Blocked and taken away. And stolen right back, though, by Fort Loramie. And then it's yanked loose by Rushi. One steal deserves another, and then Cody Gasson tried to stick an arm in there and rake it free again, and he got called with the common foul. 6 on the Redskins. Rushi's into 1-1 now for the final 12 minutes of this game. But in the last couple minutes, Chuck, the Raiders have not been able to make any headway. In fact, our halftime score was 31-18. So it's an 8-4 third quarter in favor of Fort Loramie.
They've scored 9 points since the end of the first quarter.
Tyler Siegel.
Substitution, Tyler Siegel back out there for Fort Loramie. In for Nathan Ratterman. Boy, he's given head coach Corey Britton a couple nice spells out there on the court. It's Tebby. It's Sherman. It's Ethan Monier. It's Daniel Kearns. It's Dylan Cordonier for the Raiders. Dylan's got the ball 30 feet away. Left side to Sherman. Sherman to Monier. He spins, can't get off the three. Tries to make a bounce pass inside to Tebby. Punch loose by Fort Loramie. It's on the deck, and the Raiders scarf it up. Cordonier head of the key. He sets the attack. Left side to Monier. Monier's pass batted by Gasson. Redskins getting a lot of deflections in this game. To Kearns at the short corner. Cross court to Monier. He hoists up a three and nails a long, long bomb. Well, let's see if that gets the Raiders going. 39-25 in favor of Fort Loramie. Cross court pass, Dylan Braun. Elbow on the right, doesn't shoot. To Brandewy for a triple. Off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyball to Kearns. scoreboard didn't ring the three up. It's now 39-25. There's the three-point shot by Monier. Baseline left for Donier. Hooks a pass back out on top. Right to Burning. Burning against Sherman. Burning to the rim. Burning scores. Timeout called. 41-25. Fort Loramie. Bad pass for Rushi. Redskins take advantage. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, plumbing, electric, heating, and air conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web, online, at TomJerry's.com, TomJerry's.com. Rushi attacking. Dylan Cordonier tries to creep into the lane, got between a couple Redskins, and drew a foul. It was on the floor, a one-and-one. Redskins over the limit. Rushi will shoot the one-and-one the rest of this way. In the bonus very early, but down to 16. Free throw by Dylan. Good. 41-26 Fort Loramie. 2:43 to go in the third quarter. Dylan Braun coming out for Fort Loramie. Rosengarten in, along with Gasson. Burning. Brandewey. Tyler Siegel. Second shot. Dylan Cordonier on the way for Rushi. It is lipping the rim. No good. Rebound is tipped, out of bounds. Burning touched it last for the Redskins. What is Rushi now at the charity stripe?
2, 4, 6, 8. So they've shot 16 and made 7.
Rushi Raiders have missed 9 of 16 free throws, below 50%. I don't think Fort Loramie's missed, right, Chuck?
No.
And we've got 3 seconds in the lane against the Rushi Raiders. Yep, Rushi had the ball. Offense was seemingly stalled out on top. And the Rushi post player, Kearns, a bit stagnant. He and Poling were down on the block defensively. Each had a foot in the paint. It was called. And Fort Loramie gets it now. 6 players in backcourt. Pressure applied. 2:27 to go here in the third quarter. 41-26 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Dylan Braun down the floor to Burning. Burning, head of the key. He backs it back out. Still on the bounce. Starts to drive against Cordonier. Goes to the paint. Doesn't shoot. Flips it to Braun, left corner. Sherman on him. Braun goes baseline. Here's a fadeaway jump shot by Braun. He banked it in. Dylan Braun. That was a really good play. He drove baseline, leaned back, got the angle, kissed one in off the window. Blocking foul other end as Rushi goes storming to the basket.
They're going to be in the double bonus here before the end of the quarter.
Yep. Third foul on Tyler Siegel. Personal fouls mounting up on the Redskins. 43-26, our score. Fort Loramie leads at 1:58 left to go here in the third quarter.
Well, Rushi has quit just living off the threes here in the third quarter, and they're going into the lane. That's why they're picking up some fouls.
It was Drew Poling for the Raiders who barged along the left baseline. Fort Loramie got over late. Free throw. 1-1. No good. He missed it. Rebound is tapped way out. Rushi skies over the back of a Redskin player. That was the front of a 1-1 by Bowling, by Poling, and it was no good.
Yep, they're doing the Fairlawn thing tonight.
7 of 17 on free throws for Rushi. Raiders have missed 10. Minute 50 left to go, third quarter. Brandewey down to Braun. Braun foul line to Gasson. Gasson along the boundary, underneath the basket. Shoots, it's blocked out of bounds. Good play by Rushi. Gasson really didn't have a chance. was hoping maybe he might get a two-shot foul out of it, but no dice.
He got a smile on his face, and he gave Poling a high five on for blocking it. So.
Ball inbounded to Braun. Left baseline maneuvers over Sherman. Banks it up. In and out. Oh, what a rebound by Braun. Braun got his own miss. Redskins can do no wrong. Burning head of the key to Brandewee. 43-26 Fort Loramie. A minute 20 left to go in the third quarter. Burning on the arc. Drives against Sherman, pulls up, weaves to Gasson. Here's Rosengarten, 30 feet away. Now to Burning. Fort Loramie's assist-making has been spectacular in this game. Here's a cross-court pass, broken up Barushi. Raiders cannot hang on in the corner, and it goes out of bounds to the Redskins. A minute 14 to be played here in the third quarter. The advantage, 17 points for Fort Loramie. Braun on the arc. He hurls up a three ball. It curls in and out. No good. Boy, that would have brought the ceiling down. Cherry picking other end is Poling. He catches out of nowhere. Rosengarten's on his back. Rosengarten saved it too, forcing Rushi to shoot free throws, on which the Raiders have not fared well here tonight. A minute four to go in the third quarter, 43-26 in favor of Fort Loramie. The Raiders have made up no ground in this third quarter. In fact, they've lost 4 points. Free throw by Poling is no good. I'm telling you what, Chuck, there are nights at the free throw line when high school teams are absolutely hexed.
Yeah, I agree. Tonight, they're so tight right now, they're shocked. And that's what's happening out there.
Fairlawn was jinxed at the free throw line last night. Right now, Rushi is. Second free throw by Poling. He got the bounce on that one. Hit the rim backboard and fell in there. 43-27, Fort Loramie up 16. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Backboard, it's Brandewee. He storms down at the near sideline. Around one man, another. Gives it up to Rosengarten. Long three ball, left corner. Clangs off the heel. Rebound to Daypour. Outlet to Monier. Hits the trailer for Donier. Daypour on the arc, lets it fly. Looks good. Is good. Raiders within 13. 43-30 on the trifecta of Daypour. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dylan Braun, mid-post, starts a drive. He's doubled up, triple-teamed, and we got a reach-in by Rushi. Is it called a jump or a foul?
They called a foul. They'll still be out of bounds. That's six.
16 fouls on the Raiders. We have had 15 personals called in a highly physical third quarter, which is not yet over. 32 seconds to go. Redskins on top at 13 points, 43-30. We're back down to the halftime spread now of 13 points. Each team with a dozen in quarter number three. Here's Burning on the arc. Fort Loramie's biggest advantage was 17, I believe, in that quarter. Burning timeline, near side Braun, back to Burning. 15 seconds to go. Cordonia on Burning. Burning dribbles, double teamed. He runs into trouble. Cordonia steals, bounces to Daypour. It's rolling sideline. Daypour saves for right to Ratterman. 2 seconds left. Burning flies a 30-footer. Almost went in. Hit the backboard, hit the rim, caromed away. We played three quarters here at Piqua. D4 boys, lower bracket, sectional championship. Fort Loramie's got the Raiders down 43-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, great pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of many satisfied Geyer's patrons who come to Geyer's from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Alaska, Washington, D.C., all over the United States of America. Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. See cars online at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Block shot, Marucci, Fort Loramie couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Raiders. Rodon, you're on the arc. Good pass out inside to Cody. He's got the layup. Dylan Cordonier threads the needle. Hunter Coe got the gimme, and Rushi's within 11. 7:08 to go in the ballgame. Halftime spread was 13. A near steal by Dayport. Austin Siegel's got it 30 feet out. Now to Dylan Braun. High hedge by Dayport. Right wing Gasson. Both teams in the bonus. Double bonus right now for Rushi. Tyler Siegel in the post to Burning. Left baseline. Here's a drive by Braun. All the way to the rim. Block. Tyler Siegel gets it. He's fouled. Free throws are going to be enormous the rest of the way.
Well, Loramie's got to continue to try to score. They cannot play out on the outside because they're going to turn it over. It's an 11-point game. Rushi has the firepower to get back in this.
No doubt about it. Tyler Siegel, two shots here. It is short. He missed. That is the first no-good free throw by the Redskins in this contest.
He had personally been 4-4 there before he missed that one. He pulled the string. That didn't have a chance when it left his hand.
Nope. Rushi's down 11, and the Raiders have missed, I think, about that many foul shots.
They've missed 11 free throws, exactly.
Free throw, Tyler Siegel, yes. 44-32. Fort Loramie's lead is 12. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Poling on the floor now for the Raiders. He's at the head of the key. On a weave, it goes to Tebby, around one man, around another. Tebby driving layup, hits it. 44-34. Rushi Raiders making a comeback bid. Here's Burning down the lane for Fort Loramie. Bounce pass low on the left to Austin Siegel. Poling blocks it, but fouled it. Chuck, it's going to come down to free throw shooting. Rushi's got to count on Fort Loramie to miss a few. And the Raiders have got to capitalize with made baskets at the other end.
It's going to come down to free throw shooting if they keep allowing Burning to get that deep into the lane.
Right.
Your only choice is to let him have a layup or go to the free throw line.
Austin Siegel shoots two, and that one is very, very strong. 44-34, Fort Loramie up 10. 6:24 left to go here in the third quarter. Fourth quarter. Trying to extend the game even further. We enjoy it so much. That foul shot is good. Austin Siegel buries it 45-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. Under 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here is Poling inbounds to Cordonier. Picked up by Burning out high. Dylan feeds Sherman in the right corner. Now Dayport 30 feet away. Gasson on him. Dayport fakes left, goes right. Gasson checked him a little too aggressively. Double bonus, Jack Dayport. And if the Raiders continue to shoot free throws the way they have, there's no chance for the blue and gold to get back in this game. Dayport's got to knock down two right here. Foul shot to Dayport. Yes, it's a 10-point game. And now Rushi, with a made free throw by Dayport, can cut it to 9. And the last time this was a single-digit game was with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second free throw, no good. It hung on the front rim and dropped down to Burning. Raiders are hexed at the stripe. Here's Burning. Top of the key to Braun. Sherman on him. Right in front of us. We're at courtside here at Garbery Gym. Left of the scorer's table. To the right of the end of the Fort Loramie bench. Cross court pass. Right side. Brandewee dribbles. 5:45 to play. Brandewee shakes his man. Drives baseline right. All the way to the rim. Driving layup. Bouncing. No good. What a rebound by Braun. He shoots it. Overshoots it. But he's decked. And fouled.
Unbelievable rebound. By Dylan Braun, 6'1" in there with the trees.
Tell you what, Chuck, Dylan Braun has made several unbelievable rebounds. Quick off his feet, he's done it with grit, determination.
That's Cole Tebby.
Second foul, Cole Tebby. Well, from here on out, both teams in the double bonus. Free throw, Dylan Braun, he swished it. 46-35. 11-point lead for Fort Loramie.
Braun is usually pretty automatic at the free throw
line. Yes, he is.
He's got such a good form.
He's a 75% free throw shooter. Second one, Dylan Braun. 3, 4, 5 bounces. Arches it up and in. And Fort Loramie gets a full timeout. Leading by 12 again. 47-35. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. Unscores.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Do you need new tires? Well, you better get them to grip the road firmly. M&A Muffler and Tires has a huge tire sale you won't get tired of. Cooper, Goodrich, Uniroyal, General, Michelin, and more. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Rushi down to 12 with the ball. 5:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Deep right corner, Dayport, 27-footer in the air. Way downtown. It rattled out. Rebound, Tebby, blocked. Gasson's got the loose ball. A bear hug applied by Rushi. Foul. Gasson shoots the double bonus. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, if I had any thoughts about anybody else, but Tyler Siegel is my Clancy's player of the game. His defense, he hasn't scored much in the second half. His defense has been outstanding.
Evan Burning has been really strong with the basketball. He's carved out space in the lane, made a living in there. He has split Rushi defenders all night long.
Well, I probably could pick out 5 or 6 kids that deserve it for Fort Loramie.
Free throw by Cody Gasson, twirls around the rim and comes off. Second shot by Cody. Flexes the knees after 2 dribbles, and he hits it. 48-35, Fort Loramie back up by 13. 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chuck, did Rushi get it down to 9 just briefly or not?
10.
That's what I thought. Missed a free throw with a chance to go to 9.
Yeah. And now it's back to where it was to start the quarter.
Yep. It was 31-18. At the halftime break, at the end of 3, it was 43-30. As the two teams split 24 points right down the middle in the third period. 5 minutes to go. 13-point deficit facing Rushi. Top of the circle, it is Monier. Outside the arc to Kearns. Kearns spin move against Austin Siegel. Goes foul line to Tebby. Too far out for him. Now to Dayport. Shot fake on the arc. Goes to the elbow. Doesn't let it fly. 4:48 to go. Here's Cordonier. Overplay by Gasson. Gasson got a hand on it. Cordonier got it back. Here is Dayport driving right down the lane. All the way to the rim. A teardrop is good. Nice play by Dayport. Good penetration by Jack Dayport. Timeout called Raiders. 4:40 left to go. Fourth quarter, 48-37. Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Dylan Braun overshoots for Fort Loramie on the Redskins' possession. And then Ethan Monier hands a long tray for the Raiders right in front of the Rushi bench. We return to action. And Monier tries to ignite the Raiders and the crowd with a big triple. Dylan Braun right down the lane for Fort Loramie. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Good! Tyler Siegel sticks it back in on the miss by Braun and a foul on Rushi.
What an incredible rebound by Tyler Siegel.
Ethan Monier after the timeout following a Dylan Braun miss drilled home a long three. And then Tyler Siegel, a big rebound shot for Fort Loramie. He converts on the free throw. 3-point play. 51-40 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:46 to go. Monier again. Deep three. No good. Rebound pinballed around. And Gasson's got it for Fort Loramie. Throws up the floor to a teammate. Broken up and stolen by Cradonier. Dayport shoots the three ball. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound. Sherman might have been on the back of Burning, or was Burning holding. It goes against Fort Loramie.
The official was closer than me.
Yep, Rushi for an instant for about 6 or 7 seconds, Chuck, had cut it to 8 at 48-40. Big 3-point play, old-fashioned way by Tyler Siegel.
What a rebound and putback that was.
Tyler Siegel has had a monster game for Fort Loramie. The 6'7 junior has been marvelous here tonight. Dazzling contest by the 11th grader for the Redskins. Free throw is good, but Drew Sherman, second shot, he buries that. It's down to 9, 51-42. Fort Loramie leads, 3:26 to go. Here's Braun leaping in midcourt, fires it up to Gasson. Now Burning, 30 feet out. 9-point lead, Redskins. 3:17 to go. Burning top of the circle, down the lane. Loops a pass for Tyler Siegel. He saves it right to Sherman. Raiders can cut it to 6. Here's a steal at midcourt. What a play by Brandewee. And then Rushi fouls from the backside.
My goodness. I have never seen guys sell out more in a game than both teams just throwing their bodies at the ball on the floor.
That's a very good way to describe it, Chuck. All 10 men out there right now have been selling out, just as you said it. Bodies sprawled all over the court during that last frenetic 10 or 15 seconds. Nick Brandewee was fouled. He's at the stripe, double bonus.
Well, at 9 points right there, Rushi could have come up with that ball. They could have really cut into that lead.
Oh, you're right. I was about to say, Rushi possession down 9. Chance with a 3 to cut it to 6. And Fort Loramie got a fist on it at midcourt, broke it up, came away with it. And Brandewee hits 2 foul shots. Fort Loramie has been excelling at the free throw line. Rushi not so much. 53-42 in favor of the Redskins. 2:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Dayport goes cross court to Sherman. Line drive, 3 ball. Bingo! Bingo! Sherman on the nose. 53-45, 8-point game. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Up the right side of the floor comes Braun to Burning. And it's Dylan Cordagna in the path of Burning, who sticks his shoulder out, extends the elbow, and puts his fist into the tummy of the Rushi player. Offensive foul, Fort Loramie. It's an 8-point game. It could get precarious here at the end. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
They said he fouled out, but he only has four. 53-45
in favor of Fort Loramie. This, Chuck, a mighty important possession for Rushi.
Right.
8-point game, 53-45. Here's Monier, left corner to Dayport. Good shot fake, baseline runner. Oh, what help on the play, but Siegel had blocked it. Dayport had two men beaten. Here's Siegel cherry picking. Missed the gimme, but it's fouled. Tyler Siegel has been all over the place. He gets a block at one end, and then he cherry picks
at the floor. I mean, my goodness, you run the floor, good things happen. I love big men that run the floor.
Rushi unhappy. Raiders thought that Tyler Siegel's attempted layup on the cherry pick was a clean block shot by Rushi, but that wasn't the call. Siegel's got two free throws. He's off the mark on the first one.
It's still 8 points. Yep. I mean, within 2.5 minutes to go in the game, anybody's basketball game still.
Team foul totals were over 10 both ways. Siegel's got it. And now, Chuck, that difference at the free throw line is beginning to become bolder and bolder.
Yep.
It's a 9-point game. Fort Loramie's excelled at the stripe. Rushi's been subpar. Otherwise, this would be a one-possession game if the Raiders were shooting free throws like they have all year. Here's Cordagna. Now Monier out high to Dayport. Cross-court pass, Monier. Jumping, shooting the three. Bouncing. No good. Siegel skies for the rebound. Down the floor to Brandewey. Left corner, Braun. Braun back out to Tyler Siegel between the rings of Brandewey. 2 minutes to go. Fort Loramie up 9. Gaston, right side pass to Brandewey, 30 feet out. He's doubled, and a reach-in foul committed by Rushi. Well, the Raiders have gotten it down to 8 on a couple of occasions, 48-40 and 53-45. Nick Brandewey, the lefty, toes the stripe. Misses it off the flange.
He had been 4 for 4.
Second shot here for Nick. Kearns out, Tebby out. It's Dayport, Monier, Cordagna, Poling, Sherman. In fact, Sherman is in the low rebounding spot left side.
Well, they're looking to shoot some threes right now. So the way they're going to get back in the game.
Correct. Brandewey knocks that free throw in. 10-point game, 55-45. Here comes Cordagna, ahead of the key for Rushi. Drives, baseline left, around Brandewey. Forced one up on the go. No good, but Brandewey got a piece of his arm. Minute 50 to go here in the game. It's going to take a while, Chuck, to close this game out. Free throws will string it along. Free throw, Dylan Cordagna. It is not good. It's long. Too much oomph on it. And that's been a killer for Rushi. Foul shots. Foul shots have gone astray for the blue and gold here tonight. 55-45. In favor of Fort Loramie. Cordagna again. A lot of rim. A lot of rim. It's good. 9-point game. Fort Loramie in backcourt. Minute 43 to go. Brandewey dribbles between the legs against Monier. Pitches it to Braun, middle of the floor. He's doubled. Tebby rips it away. Cole Tebby on the steal. Hand off to Cordagna. Shot fake. Up and in. Up and in. And a foul. A foul.
The closest they've been in a while. Down to 7.
Dylan Braun fouled Dylan Cordagna. It's a 7-point game. Free throw for Dylan. He was 1 for 2 last journey there. He's got it. 3-point play, Cordagna. It's down to 6. 55-49. Minute 30 left to go. Burning handcuffed in backcourt. Fort Loramie needs a timeout. Redskins get it. 90 seconds to go. Rushi forging a comeback. Once down by as many as 17, they wipe 11 off the deficit. 90 seconds remaining. Raiders down 6. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
With just 6 minutes to go in the third quarter of this game, Fort Loramie led Rushi by 18 points, 37-19. Matt Zerker of the Sydney Daily News and I just converged, and we nailed down that piece of data for you. It was 37-19 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Fort Loramie just successfully got the ball in play. Rushi fouled. Double bonus Fort Loramie. Free throw is missed by Evan Burning. Little too much hot mustard on that one. And it's still a 6-point game. Rushi is coming back, making it very interesting down the stretch. You knew the Raiders had a big-time run in them. Yeah, you've been waiting for this. Burning shoots it. It is short front rim. Backboard, it goes down. In for Plunk. Big make. 7-point contest. Minute 19 to go. Monier sets up to shoot the three, then passes. Here's Bradonier. Here's Sherman. Dribbling through the lane, all the way to the cup. Running one-hander. Great block on the play by Fort Loramie. That was either Siegel or Burning. Burning in backcourt. Extricates himself out of trouble. Flips it up to Brandewee. A minute to go. Here's a pass by Fort Loramie. Great catch by Gasson in the left corner. He saved it from going out. And Dylan Braun is fouled by Monier at midcourt. That was a gentleman's agreement foul as Monier came up to Braun and said, hey, I'm going to grab both arms gently right in front of the official. That's all Rushi can do right now. It's a 7-point game.
Yeah,
the Raiders have got hope for misses.
This is not the guy you want at the free throw line. Well,
uh-oh.
I missed one.
Uh-oh, Dylan Braun fired it up too hard. 56-49, Fort Loramie, 56.6 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second shot by Dylan Braun. 1, 2, 3 bounces, a fourth, and he's got it. 57-49, Fort Loramie leads. Crucial possession for Rushi. Gatepour on the arc. Now to Poling. Here's Gardanier, 30 feet away against Brandewee. Dylan wants to drive, almost palmed it, all the way to the cup, on the run, banks it. It is in and out, no good, but a foul on Fort Loramie with 45.8 to go. Raiders were successful in getting the clock stopped. Two shots here for Dylan Cordonier. He flexes the knees a little bit and swishes it to make it 57-50. 45.8 to go. That's still a long time. It's been a very physical second half. Chuck, I bet we've had 25 fouls called in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, because we had over 15 at some point very late in the third.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of fouls.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, both teams are standing up there and making some free throws now. This is the kind of game we were kind of hoping to see.
That timeout called by last gander at the clock. I know it was under a minute. What, 40-some seconds, I believe.
Yeah, right in that area.
57-50 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second free throw upcoming for Dylan Cordonier. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Write down this number, 937-498-7282. 498-7282. Veterans, surviving spouses, know your VA benefits. Get connected to them. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Chris North is your Shelby County Veterans Service Commission officer. He's your education chair of the State Veterans Services Commission. Well, we've got Dylan Cordonier back at the free throw line as the crowd quiets momentarily. It will get anxious and rowdy again. Free throw, Dylan Cordonier. It hit the back rim. Rebound, Tyler Siegel. 7-point game, 41 seconds left. Handoff Siegel to Evan Burning. And Evan, 90 feet from the basket, is clamped on Marushi. That's all the Raiders can do. Marushi Chuck has simply missed too many free throws. What, 15 of them?
Well, they had missed 11, 12, 13. They've missed 14 free throws.
I was almost right on the nose. 14 missed free throws by Marushi. They're down 7.
Poling fouled out. That was his 5th. He didn't even play in the first half.
Nope. Tebby, Cordonier, Sherman, Monier, Daypour on the floor for the Raiders. Tell you what, Jack Daypour's been covered up, blanketed on the arc. Really hasn't gotten but just a couple of clean looks all night long. Fort Laramie's defense has been excellent in the half court. And at the other end, the Redskins offensively have managed to dive into the lane often and make the passes necessary to get short shots. Evan Burning zeroes in at the free throw line. Like a marksman, he nails 2 right in the middle of the target. And it's 59-50 in favor of Fort Laramie. 41.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dylan Cordonier lets the ball roll to the timeline. He gets it. Feeds Kearns. Kearns airs out a 3. It is no good off the flange. Long rebound to Brandewey. Brandewey darts down the floor against Kearns. Leaves it for Braun. Braun could have shot a 7-footer, but instead he retreats to the arc and he runs circles. 20 seconds to go. Braun goes cross-court to Gasson, who makes a leaping stab. Traveling call against Fort Laramie. That's a good call across the way. 59-50 in favor of Fort Laramie. Rushi possession. The Raiders need 3 threes in 20 seconds and miss Fort Laramie free throws. Here's Kern straight on. Now to Sherman. Sherman jettisons up a 3. Didn't seem to have full control of the ball when he released it. It's short. It goes out of bounds. And the Redskin crowd behind us is whooping it up. Whooping it up.
They're going down to UD. You think they would trade all those 8 losses for 2 sectional championships?
Yep.
I think they would too.
Yep. Here comes Burning. Here comes Braun. Rushi doesn't foul. 59-50. Redskins knock off the number 1 seed. Rushi Raiders. Fort Laramie on to the district to play either Cincinnati College Prep or Lachlan. Well, the 2 Shelby County teams advancing on, Chuck, are the 3 seed Fort Laramie, the 4 seed Jackson Center. How about that?
There's no shock in that. I mean, this tournament, the Shelby County League tournament, where they invite a few other teams to come play, but they never get out of here. There's nothing shocking about this. I mean, we knew from the beginning, we knew halfway through the season what 4 teams were probably going to be playing here on Friday and Saturday night.
What we didn't know was who would play super well come sectional championship time. And the Redskins, 2 years in a row, have beaten the Rushi Raiders in a sectional final here at Piqua. Last year, 52-51. Tonight, by a score of 59-50. As Rushi did get it down to what? As close as...
Was it down to 6?
Yeah, down to 6. Down to 6 in the fourth with under a couple minutes left. And Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 37-19, with six to go in the third. A nine-point win by the Redskins. As I mentioned, district championship next Friday, UD Arena. The opponent for Fort Loramie will be Cincinnati College Prep or Lachlan. Cincinnati College Prep, we have just learned, defeated Lachlan. Cincinnati College Prep, the higher seed by one spot, won tonight. And Cincinnati College Prep will play the Fort Loramie Redskins in a district championship game next Friday evening at the UD Arena. In another district title game next Friday, Jackson Center tangles with Tri-Village, and we'll be there for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to Jacob Balta from Sydney Christian Academy. He was with us here for job shadowing tonight. He saw Fort Loramie beat Rushi this evening. He was with us for job shadowing at the end of the regular season at Fort Loramie when Rushi beat Fort Loramie by one. Jacob, what'd you think? Did you have a lot of fun? Boy, you saw two great games, didn't you? You saw two great games. Thank you so much. Oh, so much fun. Glad to have him alongside. He can join us again next game if you'd like. Yeah. I'll put him on the air, have him read some commercials. Huh? But
good seeing you, Jeff.
Yep, thanks so much. Jacob, have a good weekend. And watch some college basketball on Sunday, huh? Maybe take a break. Maybe take a break from hoops. Take a break. Sydney Christian Academy's Jacob Balda, a big Sydney Yellow Jackets fan, by the way. And he listened to our play-by-play in color of the Sydney regular season upset of Trotwood, didn't you, Jacob? Yeah, he tuned in for that one. Thank you so much.
When you take a look at the stats here, Jack.
Yep.
Loramie was 19 of 40, that's 45%. They only made 1 of 7 behind the arc. 20 of 27 from the free throw line, that's 74%. 14 of 39, 35%. 7 of 21 shooting threes for Rushi, 33%. 15 of 28, 53%. In the paint, Fort Loramie outscored them 32-10. Off of turnovers, outscored them 21-6. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Dylan Cordonier with 12, and they got 9 from Daypore and 9 from Ethan Monier. On the other side, very balanced. Tyler Siegel had 17. Dylan Braun had 13. Austin Siegel had 9. 7 from Brandewee, 7 from Burning. They were terrific tonight. They just really, really played a heck of a basketball game. And as far as shooting the basketball, they just shot the ball well. They just played a great basketball game.
I tell you what, Chuck, it was a phenomenal performance by the Fort Loramie Redskins. I'm not sure what head coach Corey Britton fed his Redskins this morning. It might have been several bowls of Wheaties because this Fort Loramie team had so much energy. Wow, a lot of firepower tonight, Corey. Job well done. Not sure what the formula for success really was, but tell us. Put it in your words.
We met this morning at about 9 o'clock, and we just told them that, you know, we thought we had them at home a couple weeks ago, and we let one slip, and all we asked them to do was play with tremendous effort and play like a bunch of caged animals. And I think we did that. I mean, the stat column, I mean, how many people we have score against? 7 or 8 people score again tonight? I mean, we just get contributions from everybody, and we played so hard, and we executed, and that's as clean as we've played since earlier in the year.
Best game of the season, maybe?
Yeah, it's right up there.
Sure.
I mean, we played really well, and we made pass after pass after pass, and we played as a unit, and I can't be happier. Our slogan this year was everyone together, and it was definitely everyone together tonight.
Tell you what, coaches around the country at the high school level are going to be calling you and finding out how in the world you lose 8 of 10 times to Rushi but beat him twice in sectional championships. How do you get it done like that, huh?
Rushi's such an amazing program. I mean, Spencer, he's 2-time coach of the year. There's no one. I don't know if there's a better small school program than Rushi.
Yeah, he was just named recently here in the last week, the Southwest District
Coach of the Year.
D4 Coach of the Year.
I mean, him, what he does with his program, it's impressive. I mean, they play so hard, and they execute, and they never beat themselves. And that's they're such a great program. And to beat them on this stage is just tremendous.
Evan Burning was able to slice and dice. He got into the teeth of the Rushi defense and created havoc. And then his passes were marvelous. Tyler Siegel played his best game of the season all over the floor. He would get blocks or rebounds at one end. He'd lead the break, cherry pick at the other.
Yeah, he played extremely hard tonight. Love his effort. He was really, really good. And it just feels so good for our kids to get back to UD. And we're looking forward to the challenge next Friday night.
All the credit in the world to the Rushi Raiders. Won the Shelby County League. Four straight years, Rushi has
very
done
impressive.
It. Raiders have done it four times, but when you get to the tournament, it is a second season. And here in the sectionals this season, the 3 seed and the 4 seed come out on top.
Yeah, I mean, it's just shows you the balance of our conference. I think I tweeted it yesterday that, I mean, out of the top 4 seeds in our conference, 3 of the 4 were ranked in the state, and Jackson Center, who's the hottest team of anybody, they made the Final Four last year. So that just tells you how incredibly competitive it is in this sectional. So we're very blessed to be moving on, and we're thankful for the effort we had tonight.
One last comment. You have really developed your bench over the course of the season. You're getting the minutes out of Ratterman. He delivers quality spells for you. Obviously, Rosengarten and Brandewee, both tougher than nails. Valuable minutes from them, too. Austin Siegel has come on strong. You are relying on him every trip down the floor for shots, rebounds. He's an important cog now. He might not have been in the first half of the year, but he is at this time.
Austin would, if it wasn't for his knee injury last year, I don't know if a lot of people knew this, he would have started for us last year as a sophomore. He's our grunt guy. He's our hard worker. He plays harder than anybody that we have.
I like that phrase.
And he just does a lot of things that no one is ever going to see in the stock column. So he cleans up a lot of our messes and plays extremely hard. And you need kids like that. And he's shooting. He's pretty effective tonight.
Well, if Austin's the grunt guy, what's Tyler?
Oh, it was a 1-2 combo right there. That's a good punch.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Congrats.
Yeah, we'll see you next Friday night.
Head coach Corey Britton of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Once more, all kinds of credit to the Rushi Raiders. Yes, Spencer Cadonier, Southwest District D4 Coach of the Year. No doubt about it. Rushi won the Shelby County League 4th straight time. But it's a second season come tournament time, and you've got to reinvent yourself, so to speak. And the Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, did that here in this sectional tournament.
Well, game plan tonight was outstanding.
And executed so well.
And that's the key. Yep. You can have a great game plan, and he had the same game plan I did. But the kids executed it. And that is what makes you have the kind of basketball game. I don't think anybody in Division IV in the state of Ohio would have beaten Fort Loramie tonight. That might be going out on a limb a little bit, but... that's how well they played.
I tell you what, excuse me, first 2.5, 3 quarters at Fort Loramie was marvelous. The only blemish, that technical foul on which Rushi really didn't capitalize very well.
Yeah, 1 point out of it.
Yeah, 1 point out of it. Possession of the ball, didn't score, made 1 of 2 free throws. It didn't swing the game Rushi's way a bit. Fort Loramie for 3 periods, you're right, Chuck, that was the best basketball we have seen all year for 24 minutes, Fort Loramie, the first 3 quarters of this game here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, even in the fourth quarter, they made smart plays. They would get in, maybe have a 6 or 8 foot shot contested. They would pull it back out, run some more clock, go to the free throw line. Yeah, they played an excellent basketball game tonight.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. In Rushi, thank you so much. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. I might add that Adams Tech Solution also makes available an array of customized promotional items such as mugs, pens, T-shirts, and more. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna, near McCartyville. Phone him, 937-538-6948. That's 937. What was that phone number again? 937-538-6948. I've got numbers in my head. They're scores of games. But give Adam Rice a call. He has really expanded out into this promotional item business. He'll customize them for you. Pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. Hundreds of specialty advertising items available. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed and Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And our anchors, the American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie. Thank you, Jason Meyer, AAJ Inc. in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Chuck, our next webcast will be on Wednesday, Girls Division III regional action from Springfield. That tip-off 6:15 on the web online at 6. Versailles Tigers girls in D3 regional play. I think the opponent's West Liberty Salem. I think that's the opposition. Versailles plays West Liberty. Versailles girls play West Liberty next Wednesday at 6 at Springfield. Don't forget, next Thursday, we've got a girls D4 doubleheader for you. It will be Rushi against Minster or Upper Soda Valley in the nightcap at Vidalia Butler at 8. And in game one, Jackson Center against Tri-Village. Tri-Village came from behind, nipped Cedarville this afternoon at Troy. Of course, Rushi beat Covington 42-28, and Jackson Center defeated Cincinnati Christian 37-26. Congrats to those two Shelby County League girls squads, which enter regional play after earning sectional titles last week and district titles today. A lot of fun. Chuck, your takeaways from today. You simply can't count on what happened in the regular season to help predict a sectional tournament championship outcome, can you?
No, not at all. Nope. I mean, it's they call it a second season for a reason, and that's exactly what this was tonight. And I know there are some really depressed kids in that locker room. You feel bad for them at Rushi. A lot of seniors. They had the taste of the loss last year in their mouth, and they really wanted to get down to Dayton and play, and it's really crushing for them. But on the other side, Fort Loramie going to go down to Dayton again. They're making a habit of this.
Aren't they, though? Yep, 2 years in a row. And Fort Loramie hopes for better success than a year ago when the Redskins blew a very late lead and then lost in overtime to Southeastern. Remember that game?
Right, yeah, they had the game won, and Southeastern's a good basketball team, and they're going to be back down there too, I would guess. They got a point guard that is just outstanding.
Uh-huh. Fort Loramie Redskins now 20-5 on the year after going 8-4 in the Shelby County League and finishing in a third-place spot. Fort Loramie now 20-5 on the year. Rushi Raiders close out the campaign 18-6 after winning the SCL, going 11-1. As we noted, Spencer Cordonier, Southwest District D4 Coach of the Year this week, and well, he deserved it.
Congratulations to Spencer.
Brett Gish has been our scorers, Broadcast.com Chief Engineer Chuck McBee, alongside Stats, Color, and Engineering. Again, we'd like to remind you that if you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 498-7282, 498-7282. For Rhett, for Chuck, this is Jack saying goodnight from Piqua. Again, our final score in the lower bracket Piqua D4 Boys Sectional Championship Contest, it was Fort Loramie 59, Rushi 50.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.